We're joined by Representative Mark White. Mark is the House Education Committee Chair and joins us by phone. Mr. White, thanks for joining the show. How are you this morning?
Doing well, Ben. Thank you. We're getting ready to have an early start here. We're starting this morning about 8:15, going through bill review, but glad to be on the show with you this morning.
Wanted to get your reaction to arguably the biggest story here in Shelby County and the surrounding areas, and that is, of course, fallen officer Joseph McKinney was shot and killed, murdered by a 18-year-old that had only been out of jail. He was arrested a month ago and then was released without bond on his own recognizance. This, to me, State Rep, is unacceptable. And I know you've been working on the Senate side with Brent Taylor to do something about this, John Gillespie as well, to make sure this never happens again.
Correct. Yeah, we keep working on, and it's difficult a lot of times when you start trying to change the laws to that affect a juvenile crime. But we're getting there. We've got about another week and a half of session, but we're just about there. But that's the sad thing. You know, we can pass all the laws we want up here, and our police officers, our law enforcement, our first responders are doing everything they can to protect us. The breakdown, in my opinion, is in the judicial system that is not holding them. You know, you can pass a law, but if you can't get the judges to hold them, especially when there's multiple counts of aggravated crime by using a gun and then back out on the streets. I talked to a law enforcement out in Collierville the other day where a juvenile was shot into a lady's car trying to hijack her car. And they arrested the person out in Collierville, put a $400,000 bond on the person, gets downtown to reduce it to $25,000, and he's back down the streets. This is what has to change. And so we're trying to do everything we can on our part, but until we convince the judicial system that you're going to have to detain these people, then it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, I so agree with you. The solution's right in front of us, as I see it, and it's just you keep thugs in jail. Violent thugs in jail. That's about as simple as it can get. And I'm over everybody going to every 14 different underlying causes. Okay, but speaking of guns and education, there is a hybrid because I know there is a lot of controversy surrounding a bill that would allow Tennessee teachers to have guns in the classroom, drawing some mixed reaction. It's Senate Bill 1325. It passed the Senate on Tuesday and now heads over to the House. Quick thing, have you guys taken the vote yet?
No, I think that's maybe either today or one day this week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, but it is coming this week.
So the chair of the Memphis Shelby County School Board, Althea Green, is absolutely dead against it. And I had a gun expert on, and he said both sides need to calm down on this. Because if you think you can just walk in as a teacher and carry a firearm, no, in this legislation, Representative, it has to be signed off on the school districts, the principals, administrators. And for the folks in Shelby County screaming about this happening in our school system here, I don't know that it's as simple as the headline would suggest.
No, it's not. Nothing never is. And people on both sides of the argument make good cases. That's a really tough one for me. I, as a former principal, former school teacher, I am torn in both ways. You want to do everything you can if you're the leader, teacher or principal of a school, to protect the students in your school. And so I understand that argument. I did have a three-hour conversation with a school in Kentucky that actually had a school shooting. Went through all that turmoil, and I asked them after, I says, would you now be willing to arm teachers? And they said, absolutely not. So there's a good argument on both. I'm looking into the bill, the details, to make sure exactly what it's asking for. It's asking for 40 hours worth of training for the teacher that would do this. But having a gun on you in a school where so many things are going on, I also have concern about that. So I'm not there yet on my decision because it's a tough one.
Sure. And again, I think it is political theater by both Democrats and Republicans. I'm going to call a spade a spade because you look at it, consent ultimately will be given by local law enforcement agencies, director of schools and principals. And for Memphis Shelby County schools, where I know a lot of this is getting a lot of people riled up, the principals and the school district isn't going to sign off on this. So I don't know why we're really discussing it, but Okay.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask about this because there is a headline, according to several legislative sources, the governor's effort to expand school vouchers, school choice in the state of Tennessee is on life support. So what is the latest in the legislative agenda and this session with this?
Yeah, and that's absolutely right from what I had. I'm the lead on that in the House as far as carrying that because I am a school choice person. However, trying to line up between what the Senate would like to see and what the House would like to see just to be able to get enough votes in the House. So that's why we put so many things in there to support our public schools, increase funding in different areas. But right now, we haven't, from what I understand, we haven't come to an agreement between the Senate and the House. And so we're down to the last 2 weeks of session. So this week will tell whether or not that bill is able to advance or not.
Very, very interesting. So it would basically, if it's not voted on in these 2 weeks, state rep, it would get tabled, maybe the governor, maybe the House, the Senate. I think for me, as someone who is trying to communicate the talking points from all of these entities, the House Speaker being on, you being on, representing the House side, and then you've got the senators, and I've had some of those on, and then the governor, there was a lot of mixed messaging. So what do you think you all would need to do going forward if you want to see more school choice programs in the volunteer state?
Yeah, I think we had to get on the same page as far as exactly what are we doing with a school choice or voucher. I think one thing we need to keep in mind, let me point this out, in our Tennessee schools, we have 1 million students, K through 12. This voucher program, or what the governor calls his Education Freedom Scholarship, is only talking about 20,000 right now. 20,000 out of 1 million. My belief is it gives those 20,000 that may need a choice where what they're currently in is not working. That's what we're trying to get at, to help all children receive the best education they can where they need that opportunity. So I don't see that affecting public schools, that small amount, but that is the discussion we're having.
All right. Can I ask you about one more bill that's interesting and also a lot of people view it as controversial? It's Republican Representative Mary Littleton. So she has this bill that would essentially, and you can correct me if I get it wrong, so if public school teachers, employees find out, or say a trans student comes to them and spills all of their information, their secrets to the teachers, the bill would basically make those education officials talk to the parents under this bill. Do I have that right? Is that the gist? And if it's, go ahead.
That is correct, yes.
So a lot of people are very upset. One of your colleagues, Democrat Representative Afton Bain, said these are the most vulnerable kids in the state who are just trying to make it in middle school out alive, and we're weaponizing the identities instead of actually passing bills that help Tennesseans. Now, this would be a bill that they would file under the slate of hate. So I'm curious to hear from you as a Republican who's got a big old bullseye on his back for being a Republican. Are all of these bills that you've been working through this session hateful bills?
No, where Chairlady Littleton's bill is coming from, there's so many things now. We've taken things out of the right of parents to know, and I understand the argument on both sides, but there are so many issues where, especially whether it be in our school systems or anywhere else, a parent should have the right to know exactly what their child is experiencing so they can help their child. Now, I know there are some issues that were the parent may be the one at fault, but we got to settle on the side of parents' right to know what is going on in their child's life.
Mm-hmm. All right, going to leave it there. State Rep, thanks for joining the morning show. Always great catching up. And I know you're going to be back home very soon for a little while, the summer recess. So anyways, get back to work. We appreciate all the work you're doing on behalf of us here in West Tennessee.
Thank you, Ben and Kayway. I appreciate it very much.
All right, that is Mark White, the House Education Committee Chair. Glad he dropped by.